December 19th, 2019, month-end meeting at 6:30, followed by a public hearing on the Monroe Emergency Squad contract at 6:50, followed by a public hearing on the Southlands Falls Fire Company contract at 6:55, and a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to the end of the month audit meeting for December 2019. And I will have a roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here.
And we've got a couple vouchers for discussion here. We'll run through very quickly. First one I have is a voucher. We need authorization to pay four woven fabrics for the playground road. This is the fabric that we put down as the basement base for the stone to go on top of when we're putting in the playground equipment as well as the road going into that area. It exceeds the threshold of $500, so we need authorization to pay Wind Water Company $1,380. This would come from account HT7197.201.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Do you have to go on to the position? Next voucher is for Peckham Materials Corporation. We need authorization to pay for the rubble for the road to the new playground in the amount of $4,557.44. This would come from account HT7197.201. And also authorization to pay for number one stone for the road to the new playground in the amount of $922.11, and that would come from the same respective account.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Third item for discussion. I'm looking for board authorization to pay Landscape Structures Incorporated for purchase of the playground equipment. And I'm looking for authorization to pay it on or after December 25th, 2019. The amount will be $102,348.56. And this would be from account HT7197.20.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And that was that because the customer had requested early payment, and obviously we must wait until the potential to request a referendum on the expenditure must pass that period before we can make the payment. And so that timing will address that issue. Next item. Next item I have is authorization to pay Tree Care by Stan Hunt. An additional amount of $750. Previously, the board had authorized payment for tree removal in the amount of $8,200. That was an estimate of the cost after the work was done. Some of the trees were a hair larger, so it exceeded the price authorized by the board. So I'm looking for approval to make a total payment of $8,950. Account DB 5110.457.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item I have is looking for authorization to pay master meter for the support for our handheld meter reading system for the period of November 1st, 2019 through October 31st, 2020. And this will be broken out among the various water districts and actually sewer and water. And the amount of that support service is $1,500.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the next voucher for discussion is for PS Technical Services. I'm looking for authority to sign that voucher to Peru. This is for the setup of the new computer system for the month of November in the amount of $4,940 and also authorization to pay, approve the cost of the 365 license for the period of November 15, 2019. Through December 31st, 2019, which is the amount of $725.89.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Signature, necessary signatures on those vouchers. I'd like to move forward with some account transfers. And we're actually, for the end of the year, this is a very light transfer sheet, so I'm very pleased with the work of our staff and tracking our expenditures and keeping tabs on the fact that we're staying within our budgeted amounts. So good work on the part of Rudy and Jeffrey in my office. So first, we'll take these all together. If the board approves that, looking for a transfer of $3,606.20 from account A6460.4, which is General Economic Development, $543.40 from account A1010.4, which is General Town Board Contractual, $790.40 from account A1220.4, which is General Supervisor Contractual, $247 from account A1315.4, which is General Special Projects Aid Contractual, $494 from account A1355.4, which is General Assessor Contractual, $741 from account A1410.4, which is General Town Clerk Contractual, and $444.60 from account A5010.4, which is General Highway Superintendent Contractual, and $345.80 from account A7140.4 for General Recreation Contractual.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Only comment. Yeah, just discussion. They were from A6460.4, and they were all transferring to
correct
those other accounts.
Yes. second on that. Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the next request for a transfer, this is to cover expenses in the building's account code. Looking for a motion to transfer $1,275 from account A 1620.4, which is the dental building contractual, and have it transferred to A 1620.402, which is general buildings annex.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Looking for a motion that $14,000 be transferred from account A 1355.401, which is general assessor of legal services, and that be transferred to account A 1355.402, which is general assessor special services. And purpose of this is to cover the assessor's department's special expenditures, which include payments to GAR.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And also looking for a motion to transfer $4,994 from account B 9060.8, which is town outside employee benefits and medical insurance, to account B 9010.8, which is town outside employee benefits retirement. And the purpose of the transfer is to cover December New York State retirement payment for town outside employees.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the next resolution would be to transfer $934 from account DB 5130.405, which is the highway machinery equipment repairs, to account DB 5130.450, which is highway machinery supplies, and this is to cover highway department expenses.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I have two resolutions I'm seeking to increase revenues or increase expenditures. First one is to increase revenues by $5,000 to account TS 2130, which is the transfer station revenues daily fees, and to increase expenditures by $5,000 to account TS 8160.4, which is transfer station contractual. The increase is to allow expenditures for a transfer station to be paid, and to balance the budget as a result of increased revenues from daily operations of the facility.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Anyone else? Anybody else have anything for the audit meeting?
No. Clean.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Jeffrey. I appreciate his fitting tonight due to the unforeseen circumstances that we have staff that are unable to be with us tonight.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And the motion will close out the meeting.
So moved.
Do a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the 6:50 p.m. Public hearing on the Moreau Emergency Squad budget for 2020. This is a formal public hearing. By resolution, the town board has adopted a limitation on an initial 5 minutes of comments regarding the budget to the town board, after everyone's had an opportunity to speak the initial round, additional time will be granted to those that wish to continue to comment to the board. Again, the comments should be germane to the funding for the Monroe Emergency Squad. So with that, I'll ask the clerk to read the public hearing notice.
Notice of public hearing. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 184 of the Town Law and Section 122B of the General Municipal Law that the Town Board of the Town of Monroe shall conduct a public hearing at the Monroe Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, on December 19, 2019 at 6:50 p.m. for the purpose of receiving public comment on a proposed contract between the Town of Monroe and the Monroe Emergency Squad, Inc. Under the proposed agreement, the Monroe Emergency Squad, Inc. will furnish emergency and general ambulance service within the town during calendar year 2020. The funds to be paid by the Town of Monroe to the Monroe Emergency Squad, Inc. for these services is $255,348.00. In addition, the Monroe Emergency Squad, Inc., on behalf of the town, will charge and collect fees established by the town board for ambulance services in the town. The Monroe Emergency Squad, Inc. will be solely responsible for billing and collection of the fees. A copy of the proposed contract is available at the office of the Monroe Town Clerk, located at Monroe Town Hall.
Thank you, Leanne. So with that, we'll open up the public hearing officially on the budget for the 2020 year for the Monroe Emergency Squad.
Good evening, Reed Ansis, Paris Road. The only thing that I would like to make a comment on is the disappointment that on the contract there is no stipulation that the Monroe Emergency Squad shows the their tax form, their not-for-profit tax form, the 990. I think it's important for the town to look at that on a yearly basis to see how they're doing financially. It's a document that is a public document. I think the board should take advisement to look at that on a yearly basis to monitor the situation. And if they choose not to, I would advise or recommend that the council people and the supervisor take a look at it on their own time. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on the Monroe Emergency Squad budget? We'll keep the hearing open. We have another public hearing on the Southland Falls Fire Company budget that will begin at 6:55. And at that time, we anticipate that we will close the public hearing on the Monroe Emergency Squad budget. Hearing no other requests to speak, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing on the 2020 budget for the Monroe Emergency Squad.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The public hearing is closed. And at this time now, I'd like to ask the clerk to read the public hearing notice for the Southland Falls Fire Company budget for 2020.
Notice of public hearing. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 184 of the Town Law and Section 122B of the General Municipal Law that the Town Board of the Town of Monroe shall conduct a public hearing at the Monroe Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, on December 19, 2019 at 6:55 p.m. for the purpose of receiving public comment on a proposed contract between the Town of Monroe and the Southland Falls Fire Company, Inc. Under the agreement, the Southland Falls Fire Company, Inc. will furnish fire protection services within the town during calendar year 2020. The funds to be paid by the Town of Monroe to the Southland Falls Fire Company, Inc. for these services are $538,410.00. A copy of the proposed contract is available at the office of the Monroe Town Clerk, located at the Monroe Town Hall.
Thank you, Leanne. And at this time, we'll open up to the public. Any requests for comments on that budget?
Reed Anthus, Paris Road. First of all, I think that the town is being a little short-sighted. I think we're underfunding our fire company because we're growing at leaps and bounds, and with the new sewer coming in the next year or two with growth, I think we should be proactive in building up the fire company to deal with the upcoming growth instead of playing catch-up. My next point is I'm disappointed. I think we should start doing fire safety inspections on an annual or biannual basis. We have no fire safety inspections at the present time. With more businesses, with the multiple dwellings that we have in the town, I don't believe we're doing any fire safety inspections. We do building inspections at the opening of a building or getting a CO, but going back a year later, 2 years later, we have three fuel depot buildings that make sure their safety is being maintained, motels, restaurants, all kinds of businesses, making sure hazmat is up to date and keeping the fire company informed of this. I think this is being a company, a town that is growing. It should be proactive in this fire safety, and I would like to encourage the town board to start looking at fire safety and being proactive. I think we're being short-sighted with the low funding in the town, on the town fire contract. I think we should be putting more effort toward the fire department because we're not getting any smaller, and they need our assistance and our support. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on the budget for the Southland Falls Fire Company for 2020? Leave the public hearing open a couple more minutes for regular town board meetings and anticipate closing the public hearing. Would anyone else like to speak on the 2020 budget for the Southland Falls Fire Company? Hearing no other individuals, I'll entertain a motion at this time to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public hearing is closed. Second regular town board meeting for the month of December, being conducted today on December 19, 2019, and ask for a roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And would everyone please rise for the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes. We only have one set to approve this evening. It's for December 10, 2019, which was a regular town board meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and I recognize the council member Gina LeClaire has a stand. And motion carries. Next item is to set future meetings and workshops, and we will have to schedule the organizational meeting for 2020, and I would like to set it for January 2nd for between 6 and 7 p.m. Is there any preference on that? John, does that work for you?
What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, please.
So, we need a motion to set that. I'm ready to move that.
Motion to set the organizational meeting for January 2nd at 6 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Does anybody else need it at this time, any other meetings or workshops? Item 3 on this evening's agenda is the Recreation Department. From our recreation leader for the purchase of 8 Carhartt winter jackets and 24 long sleeve shirts that will be for winter use, and they will have the Town of Moreau Recreation embroidered on them for use by the winter park staff. We have 3 quotes that we have obtained, one from ARC Inc. LLC for a price of $983, a second one from Northwind Graphics for a price of $1,016, and the third vendor from Northeast Promo for $1,110.85. The rec leader is recommending that we go with the lowest price of $983, which is ARC Inc. LLC. And this would be paid from account 7140.4, which had a balance of approximately $4,629.94 in it. And if the board is inclined to move forward with that, I think the motion should include that the jackets will remain the property of Town Moreau.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This is clear. These jackets are one of the employees are working at the public and wearing them back.
Item 4 on the agenda is Building Department requests. Last board meeting, we had a request to attend the annual conference on Lake Placid that is mandated by New York State Department of State for necessary training for code enforcement building inspectors for various municipalities across New York State. And I have a request for 2 of our staff to attend. The first one is from Matt, our building department building inspector. And he's requesting that he be reimbursed for the mileage for a round trip as per agreed to in the organizational meeting. And also looking for authorization to purchase meals on Tuesday, Wednesday evening, and Thursday's lunch. And we had questions at the last meeting, and with clarification from Matt, he said the cost should not exceed $75. I just took a couple here, so I'm looking for a motion to approve that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
And just a couple things to add. I know we delayed this last meeting just because we were unaware of really what those other meals and incidental expenses were going to be. And I don't think it was in an effort to deny anyone anything. We've never done that with our training. It just seems that we should have a better understanding of what the meals and incidental expenses are going to be. And I think since then we've been able to find state and federal rates for reimbursement for meals and incidental expenses. Again, just in an effort to have this more clear, maybe when we move forward next year, we have more paperwork. I know everyone wants paperwork, but that's clear from every requesting employee what the expenses are going to be. I just am not okay with the idea that I think what they, well, the wording of the last one, how it had said something along the lines of, I can't find it from me right now, but he's amended his wording and it's cleaner for what we're going to be spending our money on. So, again, we weren't ever going to intend to deny anyone this, just needed to know exactly what we're spending. Because I think the numbers, I can show up. I think the numbers are a little bit different, you know, based on what Mr. Dragon Miller puts up for what it should cost, and then when you add it up, what it's really going to cost. And it's coming out of the budget for $2,500 in it. At the end, when both of our employees go, which they need to go, he feels that he's going to have almost $1,200 left over. The reality is he might only have, what's the difference here? $800 left over, $680 left over. So in that budget. So there's a difference. But again, not opposed to them going and getting the training that's needed and required.
Thank you. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I would like the board to consider the same motion for Pete Cook's law.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we're taking care of the mileage. I don't think we did the educational conference expense at the last meeting. So I would entertain a motion authorizing Matt Drymiller and Peter Koswa to attend the Lake Placid educational conference that's being conducted from Monday, March 2nd, 2020 through Thursday, March 5th, 2020 in Lake Placid, which is sponsored by the Northern Adirondack Code Enforcement Officials Association. This will allow them to fulfill the required 24 hours of annual in-service credits that's mandated by New York State, maintain their necessary certification as a building inspector and or code enforcement officer. The estimated expenses for the conference include $300 per person, the annual 2020 dues, which are $25 per person, 3 nights each at the hotel at $100, $28 per night. So the total for both Pete and Matt would be
$1,298.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Just real quick on the discussion, can I just double check that math? It's 108 per night per person, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that'd be 324 per person.
So what, like, you know, the number you read, the supervisor was, doesn't include meals or mileage, Right, so we didn't allow it to the fields, and now we didn't, so, yeah.
Right, is this the third motion?
This is the third motion.
Yeah, so that should take care of everyone. If not, I'm sure Rudy will let us know.
Right.
You can try to shoot the person.
No more discussion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And to address the concerns of Council Member Noonan, which I agree with, we will be, as part of our organizational meeting, adopting a resolution that standardizes the request for reimbursement and expenses of this nature moving forward. Next item I have is transfer station. We had a request from Ted Mansour, who operates and oversees our transfer station recycling center, to add additional staffing for the purpose of additional oversight as to what our customers are paying, and to ensure that it matches up with what is being deposited into our compactor. And I know that the Transportation Committee has interviewed this individual and is making a recommendation that the Town Board move forward with John McDermott for Newton Street, Southlands Falls, to fill that role. And he would be compensated per the compensation schedule that will be adopted, that's currently in place, and will be adopted for 2020.
May I ask a question real quick before we move forward? I know last meeting I was a proponent, and I guess I still am, of the new employee, but my question that I had to myself was, is our cost benefit, you know, is our new employee going to save us that much money in finding any efficiencies, you know what I mean, and discrepancies, or is it something we should be thinking about regardless, just to have going forward? You know, are they going to find
$10,000
worth of non or $15,000?
So we will not know until we have that individual on staff and in that capacity. And then we can verify receipts to see if there's a change as opposed to previous months. We didn't have somebody that had quite the oversight. You know, this is not a full-time position.
Right.
It's on an as-needed basis. If we find that on a cost-benefit analysis, it's not worth it, then we will look at other options.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Motion to pending successful completion of physical. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6 on the agenda this evening is water department requests. And we have a request from the Highway Superintendent, I'm sorry, the Water Superintendent, to purchase the cathodic protection corrosion control system, which is a proprietary program. We have a cost of $4,500, which is a 5-year price, if I'm not mistaken. This is something that we have budgeted for. It would be spread out among all the accounts. And so he's looking for authorization to make that purchase from Corpro Medina, Ohio.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just real quick, as I look at the invoice, it's got a big past due stamp on it. Is it something that we had in front of us previous, or is it something that...
This has not been before us before.
Okay. Are we in any sort of danger of having debt held here at this point in time? No. Okay. Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is that all you need for that? Item 7, the Highway Department request. Have a request for diesel fuel for the 2019 budget year. We have a quote, which is a state contract price. Highway Superintendent would like to open a PO in the amount of $4,000 with Sprague Operating Resources. This money would come from account DB5142.460, which as of early part of December had a balance of $17,700.40. This would be from state contract number PC68214.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
You grab their some water.
Here's another one in the other one. Item 8 I have listed is Board of Assessment Review. I just wanted to say that we have some terms of expiring, and I would encourage anyone in the public who is a town resident that may be interested in serving on the Board of Assessment Review to let my office or the clerk's office know their interest in writing, and we will take that up in 2020. And I know that our assessor is looking to expand the number of people on that board from, I think it's currently 3 to 5. So I'd love to have additional names for people interested in it. So if you want to get the word out, we've got it on our website. We'll be taking those names into consideration.
Do we buy lunch on the previous thing for it?
We have budgeted monies. I'm not sure if that's okay.
Okay.
All
right.
All right. Item 9 on the agenda is the privilege of the floor. Anyone would like to address the board, please state your name for the record and your address, and you will have 3 minutes to do so.
I'm John Donahue, 23 Cedar Lane. I came to the building, the public hearing every day for the building commission about the brewery over there on Old West Road. And there was a couple of things that were brought up that concerned me, and there's safety issues. There was this woman, what was her name here? Let's see, Stephanie Oakley at 325 Old West Road. She lives right there in the sharp turn. And it appeared in the Postar the other day that there had been 3 accidents there in 14 months. And that really got my attention because I hadn't been aware, I hadn't read of any accidents in that area. And she showed me pictures, and I have pictures. One of them are right up her yard, past her swing set in a tree. And that certainly concerned her. She was pretty upset about the little thing. And I was just wondering if, there's a word we could look at. Possibility, because that is a dangerous curve right there. If they don't negotiate it, they're going to be in those people's yard. And I would look at it today, it goes right down to their house. And I just wondered if the board could look into maybe putting some kind of guardrail up there in case somebody has a problem negotiating it, they're not going to end up in those people's front lawn or in their living room. So it was just something that I thought maybe I'd bring to the attention of the board. Maybe this week could work with the highway department. This time of year certainly wouldn't be the time to do it. Crossing the ground and everything else. Maybe it's something in the future that we could look at to try to wanting visitors in this person here. And also, at the same time, there was people bringing up, I think maybe this is something we have to revisit. I know it's been visited before, but the large trucks going down to Hiram Hollow, down to the West Road. It was brought up here, and I had a few other people mention it to me in the community, that these large trucks are coming in, they're coming around that sharp turn. The loads aren't covered. There's building debris in the road. One gentleman, pretty sure that he caught a nail from some of that debris in the room, one of his tires. And maybe we should revisit, be revisited as to what should be allowed as far as trucks on that road. My idea is that we get no benefit from that Hiram Hollow operation down there. It's in the town of Wilton. Perhaps we could put maybe a weight limit on the road. Keep those large trucks off of there. If they want to go to Wilton, they'll go 3-4 miles down the road and cut back in the backside. You know, it does a number of infrastructure on those roads. We have to maintain them. Like I said, we have nothing to gain by the Hiram Hollow business being there. That's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board?
I have a question. Master meter.
Yep.
That was on this request.
Yep.
For tech support.
Yep.
Has that been taken care of?
Yep.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address the board? If not, we'll move on to supervisor items. I received a notice from the Saratoga County Water Authority. Please find enclosed notice of a public hearing in Saratoga County Water Authority's proposal to increase the water rate by 0.5% for the subject contract on December 19, 2019 at the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors meeting room. We received this certified mail in my office December 13th. I immediately had my office posted to our website. I would just like to point out this is actually good news because for the contract, there is a ramp up of twice that amount. So this is actually going to be a reduction in the established contract price, which will benefit users here in the town. So that public hearing that took place today, and I want to make sure our public was aware of it as well. Also received notice of a case, Town of Rosa stakeholder in the application of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express Incorporation Certificate of Environmental Compatibility and Public Need pursuant to the Article 7 study process under public service law, and that's for the construction and maintenance of the high voltage DC circuit line that's going to run from the Canadian border to New York City. And they have changed the proposed route in parts of Washington County. I have a copy of the notification if anybody would like to read it in greater detail. Specifically, the case is 10T0139 before Public Service Commission. Doesn't impact our town, but maybe they would like to see the details. I'd be happy to provide that information to them. And that's all I have under supervisor items. Committee reports, does anybody have anything to report at this time?
Just a quick update as a follow-up to last meeting. I didn't hear directly from JR, PS Technical Services, today, but I did talk to Jeffrey. That they are very close. Like, today was the last day to install some machines. We're still well ahead of schedule and of any deadline, but they're on schedule. So they were out at REC today. They got a couple more switches to install, but they're going to finish as predicted ahead of schedule.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate all your involvement in that as well. Mm-hmm. Anything else for committee? If not, we'll move on to item 12, which is a motion to go to the executive session. And I'd like a motion to discuss the work performance of an unnamed town employee.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're now in executive session.
Ready?
Aaron, I'm going to take a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Let the record reflect that no action was taken in executive session. And so now we're in an open session. A couple more items just need to address here. First one, at the request of the water superintendent, I'd like a resolution to increase the compensation for Christian Mechanic, who is a full-time employee in the water slash sewer department, that shall reflect a compensation of $20 per hour effective January 1, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
And under discussion, this is a result of having him completed all the necessary certifications to run a water plant. We appreciate him taking on those additional certifications, and as a result, we're compensating him accordingly. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the final order of business I have this evening is to create the position of building planning and development coordinator within the building department. Associated requirements of the class include administration enforcement of laws relating to planning, zoning, fire safety, and prevention, building construction, the environment, development, master planning, basically overall supervision of that department. And that person will report directly to the town board and specifically supervisor during day-to-day operation.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think we're at a time where we need to look towards the future for some big change on the horizon, and I think some more coordination, more of a hands-on, and more hands-on and greater presence at offices, definitely justified.
Yes.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Anything else for open session? All right. Thank you, everyone. Now I'll take a motion to close this evening's meeting.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Awesome. Thanks. So I'll see you.